it's productive work too, Casey. I mean, you can't work a lot at this and put a lot of time in at this and not make a lot of money. I mean, you can't do it. If you do, you know, you follow the 8 steps, you do what your manager tells you to do, you put the time in. You know, if you put 20 hours a week in a solid work, you'll make X amount of money. If you put 40 hours of solid work in a week, you'll make X amount of money times two. It's just, there's not wasted effort or time in this. Everything you put into it pays dividends.
And if somebody's not making money, Troy, I can't believe that they're doing all 8 of the team player steps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's far too much evidence of a bunch of dummies like us making piles of cash, you know, with no better training or skills or anything, because, you know what I'm saying? To where it's like, I'm sorry, if you tell me you're working and you're following the NAA 18 player steps, you're either lying or you're really, really awful in the house, one or the other. And I'll take you in the field and see if we can fix the one, but
right.
I'm guaranteeing it's the other. It's that you're wanting. You're trying to bargain with success. You're not exploding because you're doing 4.5 or 6 or 7 or even 8.5 the NAA 18 player steps. The guys that make the cash go all the way, or the, you know what I'm saying? It's all or nothing.
Hey, Stephen.
Yeah.
I think this time of year too, as well as any time, especially though, you have to be bold. I mean, for once in your life, stand for something and be bold about it. You know, it's so funny. I'll have guys that'll ask me how you hold so many people, and say, "Well, are you calling all the numbers?" Well, yeah, I call their home and cell phone number, but I want to call them at work because they'll get upset. It's like they wouldn't give you their work phone if they're going to get upset.
That's the first one I'd like to get for
yeah,
the work.
Yeah, you know they're there, right?
I'm going to have that. You know.
The other thing too is don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, ask questions like, I can't see them tomorrow. Okay, well, what's your schedule like? You know, and they'll tell you. One good tip, you're having a hard time getting a hold of leads this time of year. You got a lead you've been calling all day long, can't get a hold of them. Right around 5:30, 6 o'clock, call their cell phone and call it 3 or 4 or 5 times in a row. Like, let it go to voicemail, hang up, redial. Let it go to voicemail, hang up, redial. On the 3rd or 4th time, they're going to answer just because they're curious. Because they're probably thinking, crap, that's Wells Fargo calling to repossess my car. You know, what's going, you know, what? Only somebody that needs you desperately is going to call you 3 or 4 times in a row. You know, so do stuff like that. Don't worry. You know, you hear agents get worried about people getting upset at them. Well, handle that bridge if it comes up, you know. Just, you got to work boldly this time of year to where you can make sure that these families are taken care of and we stop letting them go at risk.
Exactly. Now, I don't think this would officially be a Stephen Davies hosted conference call if we didn't talk about reading. So let's talk about it. What, you know, because I think a lot of times guys that kind of go belly up and kind of you know just give in to all this. Well, it is late December after all. Late December? It's the last week of November. What are you talking about? I think that they're not reading. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a missing piece. And people that don't create an explosion this time of year, because man, this is such an incredible opportunity. I mean, I'm not even sleeping these days because I know the next 11 days are just going to be like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like we're gonna have to get pallets to send out, you know, apps. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm fired up, man.
Hey, Steven.
Yeah.
Our Tuesday meeting in Harrisburg has it seems like it almost doubles all the time, just doubling the attendance. And we, just this week, I put out the word last week for people to bring books in. You know, all the NAA suggested reading. A lot of the agents have books that they've read 2, 3, 4 times. And we're starting like a library program. Every week we'll bring in a pile of books, and we write our name inside the front cover. And anybody who wants one that they haven't read grabs a book. Next week they'll bring it back, they'll swap it. So every week we're making books. You know, kind of a focus of the meeting. You know, did you read this? It's a great book. If you know, next week I'll be done with it. I'll bring it back in to you.
Casey, do you understand why Troy's group is exploding and why they'll probably scare $100,000 to death this month? Is the I mean, he's if there were 38 NAA steps, he'd be all over it. You know what I'm saying?
He would. He'd be doing every one of them.
That's why he's going to Vegas.
Yep.
and what folks don't realize is that that ain't even 50% of his total production, because he is he's planning on going to Portugal.
Yep.
He's planning on getting qualified for Portugal by February. So.
Yep.
It's like if there were 117 NAA player steps, Troy would be all over. I think that's what's missing when guys don't have an explosion, because they blow off things like that, right? It's just, well, oh God, here's the 18 player steps again. Here's the four basics. Don't they know one of the basics is a team player step? You know?
It's just like an instruction manual on how to become, you know, how to make $1 million in this business. And it really is. It's just like Philip says. It really is that simple. You know, it's not easy, but it's simple. This is what you can do. And there's, you know, there's opportunities out there where people can make a lot of money, but very few people follow through. It's with NAA, it's laid out for you. Here is what you have to do. If you do this, you will become wealthy.
Yeah, and
it's that simple.
That's what I love, because I'm a simple guy. You know what I'm saying? It gets too complicated, I'm in trouble. If you just give me steps 1 through 8, I'm on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Here's the problem, I think, with the 18-player steps is they don't adapt well to the dummies out there that only focus on, I got to pick up a check. Like, that's how I make $100,000, is I got to pick up a check, I got to pick up a check. Show me how to pick up the check. But see, the 18-player steps are all the preemptive, all the before, behind-the-scenes stuff that Troy and all these guys are doing. And you got to understand that if you do those 8 steps, picking up checks and recruiting and all that kind of stuff will just happen. But see, if you focus on picking up checks, it may or may not happen. They focus on the 18-player steps. It's all preemptive. It's all premeditated stuff. And I don't understand when people don't print it out and don't have it in front of them. We were on a conference call this morning. I had it right in front of me, 18-player steps, and I'm looking at everything, and I'm always trying to gauge myself and gauge my agents by what they're doing according to this 18-player steps. And I'm sitting there going, you know what, there may be some companies out there, this might be the problem, there may be some companies out there that have like a 5-team player steps or 5 steps to success, but every one of them includes you buying something from the company. And then you know it's garbage. And then you know, like, well, they just want me to buy something. See, 18 play, none of that stuff profits NAA. It's all just stuff like making 200 dials. I mean, it will profit NAA in the end, but it's all that preemptive stuff, all that stuff you got to take care of in your head first.
Now, wait, Casey, they charge for kit marketing. They're making money off that somewhere.
Yeah, and where are they making money off of it? See, because we're mailing out kit marketing. I don't even know how much it costs, but I can't buy an envelope and a stamp for what they're charging to mail one of my clients. So, it's that preemptive thing. They know that if they invest in that in the beginning, then the amount of money we'll make in sales off of that is where we're all going to make the money at.
And Casey.
But that's not picking up a check right now, so I can't do it. I need to pick up a check right now. I need to go knock on a door. I got to blow off the NAA call.
Speaking of picking up a check right now, you can with NAA.
Are you picking up a check right now, Troy?
I am not. Give me half an hour here.
He's taking the recruiting and the selling. He's doing the conference call while he's on the
while sitting with a client. Exactly.
Making them listen to it.
You can make you cannot do any of the 18 player steps and still make $100,000 with NAA out in the field, or you can do the 18 player steps and make $100,000 a year before you get out of bed.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm aiming for right there.
Let's talk about some of that Ralph Simpson money, $100,000 before I get out of bed on Monday.
Yeah. that'd be nice, too.
and the thing about it, you know, it's like when guys will say, blow up, well, I got to sell, man. Wednesday at 1 o'clock is magic hour, apparently. I don't know. You know, you hear guys say that. Like, you know, my response is almost, you know, what, you got another deal to go blow? Is that the problem? You know, because even if you sell that, you're only as good as you are today. You know, how about you come on the conference call? Let's learn how to get better for tomorrow. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm so fired up. I can't think straight because this next 11 days, man, I'm fired up.
Here's the thing. This is what I took out of Burlington with the manager's training thing that we just got back from Andy about time management. And he said, the reason why, see, having to go out and pick up a check right now to go to make a car payment is an urgent matter. The only reasons why things become urgent matters is because you didn't take care of the important things when you should have taken care of them. In other words, you weren't on this conference call a week ago. And now it's urgent, now it's an urgent matter, and now you've got to forget the important things again. See, and if you're living your life and forgetting all the important things, then everything is urgent to you. And it's this vicious cycle where you're spending all your time on this garbage, making phone calls about things that happen with pending business, and you're spending all your days, and your time management is not there. And that's why those 18-player steps are there, is those are the important things. You take care of those, and urgent matters won't come up.
Lack of money is only a symptom. It's not the problem. Lack of money shows a symptom of problems you have that you haven't been taking care of. And, you know, in our business, it shows if you're lacking money, it's a symptom that you haven't been doing all the 18-player steps. So it's not the problem.
Like signing up for national convention, that's highly, highly important.
Right.
If you do not sign up for national convention, then I guarantee you come January 22nd or 23rd, there will be an urgent matter. And that's if you're in our agency, you probably won't be getting leads. And now it's urgent, and now you wish you had took care of the important things.
this last few things y'all are talking about, I mean, to me, that's, man.
Well, lack of money is a symptom of the fact that you haven't read Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, which teaches you that lack of money is a symptom, not a problem. Or lack of money is a symptom because you haven't read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and figure out how to take money and use it to make money, not how to spend it. You know, lack of money is a symptom of not doing those things, not educating yourself. It's a symptom of being ignorant, you know.
And while we're talking about all this stuff, because you guys are ruffling some feathers, I'm telling you, let's just use it as an opportunity to promote the convention. If you strongly disagree with anything these guys have said today on the phone, I know exactly where they will be. On January 18th.
Front row, baby.
Right, so come and talk your junk, bring your noise, whatever you want to do. Come tell them why they're wrong.
Casey Watkins, you're like, what, 6'4", bald head, may respond to the name Brandon. So if you want to throw some punches, that's the guy to look for.
I'm scared. I have two bodyguards next to me, too, this year.
You know, there's two ways to get people there. One, just so they can come disagree with what Casey and Glenn and Troy are saying about the 18-player steps. Or two, get them there for the right reason. If you're not signed up for national convention, I will put it to you that it is a serious indication that you are not committed to this. And I will say, if you are not committed to this, you're not going to stick around. Because only the committed make the money. It's just how it is. You know, the committed are the ones that receive the payoff. That's how it is in everything in life. It's not just this. I'm not saying it's like an NAA thing only. Anything in life, the people that are committed to excellence, people that are committed to doing all the steps, are the ones that receive the rewards. The cool thing is that if you will commit and you will do those things, you'll receive the leftover rewards of all those that stopped short. So that's why there is so much reward. You know, I was joking about Ralph Simpson weekly paychecks. That's why there's so much reward for the committed. You know, come to Dallas and then check out the income recognition Alex Fitzgerald's going to get. See, that's all those extra rewards that the committed reap, because the masses, the masses in any given society will not commit 100% to anything.
But it's not too late to fix that problem.
We can fix it right now. We can fix it right now.
You can register right now.
You better fix it right now. You ain't going. That's the bottom line. I mean, you want proof? We'll print off my bank statements from December of 2005, and then I'll print out my bank statements from December of 2006, and you tell me that 2005 now, or whatever, 2006, the convention we had last year, didn't make a humongous difference. I made $150,000 extra this year because of national convention. I had two other guys there. Troy Carper, which will make six figures this year, his first year with NAA, and Rob Self. Same story.
And now we get to the explosion thing.
Exactly.
You want to create a mega explosion, sign yourself up. Why don't you go ahead and reserve some other slots, preempt it. Get your buddies there. Get your team there. Get your You know what I'm saying? I mean, how you know, it's like, you know, it's like, maybe it's just because I was watching Zorro last night, but I have that in mind where the gunpowder's going towards the barrels. How many barrels can you throw in there before National Convention, right? Make the barrel pile huge, so that come February, they won't even be able to fit your team on the NAA leaderboard. How about that?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about.
Borrow, beg, or steal. Or write a policy, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, or you can do the easy thing and just do the right thing for your family.
Yep.
You know, it's either or. You know, you can take the easy way to get there, or you can, you know, I don't know.
Knock over a gas station or something, whatever. You'll pay them back.
Hey, wealth, Steven.
Wealth is an option at NAA. We do not force wealth upon anybody. Let that be clear.
Steven, you know, this might ruffle some feathers, but, you know, our little brother just got licensed, just turned 18, just got licensed Friday, already drawn up $150 a month a Forester's policy on himself, and he's also getting another F&G policy. I mean, so if he's 18 and he's willing to dish out $150 a month for a policy because he knows it's the right thing for his family, who's, what, his brothers and his dad, you know, how can you look yourself in the mirror? How can you even go to sleep tonight without doing that? I mean, you're just, I mean, don't let a little 18-year-old punk that, you know, is just starting, you know, with his own money, doing that for him, for himself and for his family. How can you let yourself pass off, or how can you let yourself pass off with the cheapest thing you can pick up?
And again, if you strongly disagree with Brendan Davies, who just turned 18 on Saturday, scheduled his licensing exam for his birthday. How's that? You know, he drives, I don't know, 2 hours away to a testing center because they had a test on his birthday. He couldn't get it in Asheville till the following week's running. He's got a day full of appointments tomorrow. If you strongly disagree with his actions on doing the right thing, come tell him in Dallas, Texas.
Shook his hand the day he got his driver's license, and I shook his hand the day he got his insurance license, and he was like four times as excited the other day when he got his insurance license. I'm like, man.
That's what he called me. He's like, dude, just got my license to print money, baby.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Now, you would think he like graduated Harvard as excited as he was, but he's better off than that.
Yeah,
guys, we're already overtime, but I'm really not too upset about that. You know how I am. I don't think I've ever done an on-time conference call. Let's just go around the horn real quick, fire them up, give them a thought to take home for the day. Just quick, bam, bam, bam. Let's start with Jeremy Rowe. Give him a thought to take.
All right, I would say get licensed in some other areas and get out there and just hit it. That's what's gonna make you successful initially, is getting the money in, and from there you just got to recruit and blow up.
Awesome. Spread yourself out. Spread the risk too. I never see people want to stay in one area. It's like, well, what if that state passed a crazy law that made leads hard? You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, get all over the country. Atlantic, Pacific, Canada for right now, and Mexico are our borders. Kishon.
Yeah. Two things that, you know, I've recently read. One was in Good to Great, and then also in Anthony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within. One of them was taking a simple concept, that's recruiting and selling, and that's going to build your wealth. So what you have to do, you have to have a disciplined effort. That Good to Great brought that out. But Anthony Robbins, you know, he was telling, you know, he's saying every single person has got potential. It's just a matter of unlocking that. And part of that is disciplined effort. So, yeah, be disciplined at it, you know. Attack at the recruiting, you know, set aside budgeting, you know. But, you know, it's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple.
Awesome. Brando.
I really love what he just said. You have to have discipline in your life, and you have to find that. And I think for anybody out there that's not where they want to be right now, that's really the main thing that's lacking is, you know, we've got a game plan, you've got everything that you need in place to have huge success, but you have to have the discipline in your life to go get it. And I always think about what I heard first National Convention in Atlanta, and it's always kind of driven me, and that is, you know, I would rather live with the pain of sacrifice now than have to live with the pain of regret later. So find the discipline and go attack. Everything's in place.
Awesome. Glenn?
just make this the year, you know, make these next 11, 12 days and the year of 2007 the last, you know, make this the time where you get fed up of being left out and left behind.
That's what I told them boys in Philly yesterday. I said, or the day before, I forget. I said, you know, why does everybody else get to have a life-changing experience but you? What's different about you? Everybody else, you know what I'm saying? There's far too many testimony and story, far too much testimony and story for you to believe that you can't have a life-changing experience these next 11 days on into the National Convention. Casey?
Get out a pen and a piece of paper and think about everything that we said on the call today that you just don't want to do, and do all of that.
Eat that
frog. It's always the things that you do not want to do in business that make you the most money. So think about national conventions. Is that something you don't think you can? Does that sound like something that's crazy? Then do it. I mean, you do conventional things, you get conventional results. So everything that we said today sounds crazy, sounds like something you don't want to do. Write it down and do that stuff, and I guarantee you the wealth will follow.
So Brian Tracy says, find the biggest, ugliest frog on your day and eat it. Eat it first.
Yep.
And then Casey will probably even let you buy him a drink at National Convention and tell him how wrong you were.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll close it down with this, guys. This is a quotage here. Albert Camus says, in the depth of winter, I finally learned that there was in me an invincible summer. Hope it's abundantly clear. Everybody on the horn's got an invincible summer inside of them right now. The fire's burning strong. Like I said, there's far too many stories of guys exploding this time of year. There's going to be far too many stories over the next 11 days. Don't miss yours. It's too much out there. Let's go help some families. Let's see everybody in the National Convention.